At this week's Anchorage School Board meeting, Superintendent Carol Como began the stimulus money discussion with a pair of critical points. First, the funding was for 2 years only. Second, the district will receive the money in two distributions, with the first one likely taking place sometime after July 1st. Como said once Governor Palin signs the legislation, the district will receive more exact information from the State Department of Education and Early Development.
But at this point, we are eligible for close to $60 million, roughly, over a two-year period of time.
Como cautioned that total was an estimate. So were the amounts predicted for specific categories.
$11.5 million of that is in Title I. The Title IID is the EdTech. Is about $550,000. Special education is about $12.5 million. And then the disabled, preschool disabled is another $476,000. And a big number, of course, is the state stabilization funding, which she accepted the other day, which is $33 million. That has much more flexibility in it.
Except for states facing extreme fiscal problems supporting their schools, the U.S. Department of Education has said the stimulus money cannot replace state funding. And in turn, Como said, the state has made it clear to Alaska school districts this money is not to become a platform for future expanded requests.
The legislature passed in their legislation that we will be signing an affidavit, if you will, stating unequivocally that we will not be going back to the legislature asking for these funds to be replaced by the legislature.
The purpose of the Anchorage School Board's stimulus money discussion was not to shape specific programs with attached price tags. Board President John Steiner said the conversation's goal was rather to share possibilities and perhaps set underlying guidelines for the money's use.
Whether we're willing to have something that will provide transitory benefits versus long-lasting benefits, whether we're looking at investing in existing staff or piloting new positions, whether we're talking about focusing on instructional matters or things of infrastructure.
Unencumbered, for conversation's sake, by cost considerations, board members offered a wide variety of possibilities. Some were quite familiar to the stimulus discussion, such as several pilot pre-kindergarten classes in the lower economic neighborhood Title I schools. The district would meticulously collect data to determine if pre-K programs really do make a significant difference in later student performance. That research would have to extend beyond the life of the stimulus package. Some members wanted to explore IT investments, possibly bandwidths and servers. A couple suggested a one-time infusion of classroom supplies and materials. Others promoted more school outreach liaisons, particularly for the immigrant groups. Member Crystal Kennedy cited a strong community interest.
One of the things that has really struck me lately has been the interest in the community over the last several years to really not only say that they want to see more career and technical types of programs in the district, but they've been willing to get behind them.
Several members mentioned professional development and mentoring for teachers. Steiner noted such programs not only improve classroom instruction, but can be an important element in teacher retention.
Professional development can be a great thing not only to give the teachers some training and capacity, but also to frankly inspire them, to give them the feeling that they've got new tools to work with that may re-energize them and sort of give their whole career a boost.
Steiner also proposed the district should make certain to actively seek stimulus suggestions from the district's teachers and their union, the Anchorage Education Association. The Anchorage School Board will continue its stimulus funding discussions at future meetings. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.